Hey there, dopamine hackers. It's your girl Sienna Cruz here, back with another dose of brain boosting goodness. Ever feel like you're constantly holding everything in? Like emotions are building up inside you, threatening to overflow? You know that feeling when your chest feels tight or your thoughts are racing a marathon? Well, guess what? Bottling it all up isn't doing anyone any favors, especially not your beautiful, brilliant brain. Today, we're diving deep into the power of creating a safe space for emotional expression and release. Because let's face it, folks, emotions aren't something to be feared or ignored, they're the very essence of what makes us human. So, why is this so important? Because when you suppress your feelings, they don't just magically disappear, honey. They fester like a bad batch of kombucha left in the sun. And eventually, those suppressed emotions can manifest themselves in all sorts of unhealthy ways: stress, anxiety, burnout, even physical ailments. We're talking about a whole body mess. But here's the beautiful truth. When we create a safe space to acknowledge and express our emotions, it's like opening up a window for fresh air to flow through our minds and bodies. It feels damn good, I promise you. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you build your own emotional safe haven. 1. Become your own best friend. Seriously, treat yourself with the same kindness and compassion you would offer a close friend going through a tough time. No judgment, no shame, just pure understanding and support. You wouldn't tell your bestie they are being too sensitive, right? So why do we sometimes say those things to ourselves? Remember, all emotions are valid. Feeling sad? That's okay. Feeling angry? That's okay too. The key is to acknowledge them without getting swept away by them. 2. Find your outlet. We all have different ways of processing emotions. Some people love journaling, others find solace in music or exercise, while some thrive on deep conversations with loved ones. Experiment and discover what works best for you. It's like finding the perfect playlist for your emotional journey. And remember, there's no one-size-fits-all approach here. 3. Practice mindfulness. This isn't about emptying your mind like a cosmic vacuum cleaner. It's about being present in the moment, noticing your thoughts and feelings without getting caught up in them. Think of it like watching clouds drift by. You observe them, but they don't define you. 4. Embrace vulnerability. You know that saying, strength isn't the absence of fear, but the triumph over it. Well, vulnerability is kind of like that too. Letting your guard down and allowing yourself to be seen can be scary, but it's also incredibly liberating. Remember, you're not alone on this journey. 5. Seek support when you need it. Sometimes we all need a helping hand. Don't hesitate to reach out to a trusted friend, family member, therapist, or counselor when you're feeling overwhelmed. They can offer a listening ear, valuable insights, and unwavering support. Picture this. You've just had a tough day at work, the traffic was insane, your favorite show got canceled, life is throwing you curveballs left and right. You get home, exhausted and feeling like a deflated balloon. But instead of grabbing that bag of chips and scrolling mindlessly through social media, you take a moment to breathe. You light a candle, put on some calming music, and grab your journal. And as you write down all the things swirling around in your head, you start to feel a sense of release. The tension eases, your heart rate slows down, and you realize that allowing yourself to feel those emotions was actually empowering. That, my friends, is the magic of creating a safe space for emotional expression and release. It's not about erasing your feelings or pretending they don't exist. It's about acknowledging them, honoring them, and letting them flow through you without judgment. Remember, dopamine hackers, you are worthy of love, compassion, and understanding, starting with yourself. Build that emotional safe space, nurture it with care, and watch as your mind, body, and soul flourish. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who needs a little emotional boost. And if you have any questions or insights about creating your own safe space, hit me up on social media. I'm always here for the conversation. Until next time, keep hacking those dopamine levels and stay awesome.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity. Tap that review button if this show brightens your day.